I'm Jackson Lewin. Welcome to my podcast, The World Wars for Kids. Today, I'm excited, after a long break, to be recording part 5 in my series on battles in World War I. In this episode, I'm going to tell you about the first Battle of Ypres, a city in Belgium. Although Belgium had stayed neutral when the war was declared, Germany's decision to march through Belgium and try to get to France ended up dragging Belgium into the war. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. The Battle of the Marne has just ended, and Germany has retreated back to the Rhine River and begun digging trenches. When the Allies realized the Germans were digging trenches, they started digging trenches as well. This began the race to the sea. The reason these countries were in a race to the sea was because the Central Powers couldn't let the Allies take control of ports along the French and Belgian coasts. If the Allies took control of the ports, they could transport soldiers into France to aid the war effort. Germany could not let this happen. They dug and they dug and they dug until they came upon the coastal town of Ypres, bum, 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 which was the only remaining part of Belgium that was not controlled by Germany. For French Commander-in-Chief General Joffre, the area around the town of Ypres was important. He hoped that it would prove to be the gateway to liberating Belgium and northern France. This, unfortunately, was not what happened. When the two sides met in the town on October 1914, they called for reinforcements and then the battle had begun. The battle started with the first German offensive on the 20th of that month. There would be three main battles in Ypres. The first battle, which this episode is about, marked the end of mobile warfare and the beginning of trench warfare. In case you're a new listener or you've forgotten, a trench is a long line dug in the ground taller than a person. Now, you might be thinking, how can you fight each other from inside a hole? The two sides would stay in their trenches and shoot cannons at each other and attack one another by running, or later in the war, sending out tanks into the area in between the trenches and trying to get to the other side to take the enemy's trench. In the race to the sea, the Allies made it to Ypres first and dug trenches to defend the town. The Germans started shelling the town and launched an attack in the neighboring town of Langemalck, which I will tell you more about soon. The British launched an attack against the superior German forces in another nearby town, east of Ypres, called Gerluwelt, but the Germans retreated, thinking that they were outnumbered, even though they weren't. Heavy fighting took place in Polygon Wood, a nearby forest, but no one really knew what was going on in there because it was so densely packed with trees. One thing was for sure, there were a lot of gunshots. Interestingly, the First Battle of Ypres was the first battle that a young Austrian man named Adolf Hitler fought in as a part of the German army. He would go on to use the German losses in World War I to build his political power, but that is a story for another day. The forces that engaged in this battle were from various countries, such as Great Britain and other British colonies that were considered part of Great Britain, such as India, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Egypt. Other countries that were not part of Great Britain were Belgium, France, Germany, and Bavaria. I told you I would say more about the Battle of Langemalck, so here it is. At the Battle of Langemalck, German student volunteers charged British veterans, but were completely defeated. Germans refer to this as Kindermord, which means massacre of the innocents, or massacre of children, in English. One mother of a soldier who was killed at Langemalck was a sculptor and created sculptures of grieving parents as a memorial to the young lives lost. Today, these sculptures can be seen at a German war cemetery in the Belgian town of Vladslo, north of Ypres. In the end, the Allies won the battle and pushed the Germans back to a town on the ridge outside of Ypres called Passchendaele. For listeners who don't know what a ridge is, it's sort of like a long hill with a flat top. I will talk more about ridges throughout this podcast, as they are very good defensive positions and were used in military strategy throughout both world wars. Thank you for joining me today. Please join me next time as I explain more key battles of World War I. My sources for this episode were Timelines of Everything from Woolly Mammoths to World Wars, Nathan Hale's Hazardous Tales, Treaties, Trenches, Mud and Blood by Nathan Hale. I highly recommend that one for younger listeners. Smithsonian World War I, The Definitive Visual History from Sarajevo to Versailles. That is a deep dive into almost every single battle. Anyway, thank you for listening. Bye and see you next time.